Monday the 10th of August, and D-Day, Dog Day, has finally come around. It's been a long time waiting. I've been on the list for 2 years and 10 days, not that I'm counting. That I've been through the application process, the waiting time, the matching visit, and then I'm actually waiting. And now I'm in my room at the Barnet Hills Conference Centre, waiting for Vance to come in for the first time. So, hopefully, it'll be around soon. This morning, had lunch, met the other two people who will be training, Meredith and Terry, and also Delia, who's a guide dogs mobility instructor, who came out for the matching visit. And also Emma, who is an apprentice guide dogs mobility instructor. And then we had a little talk through what's going to happen next, that the dog will come in, let him wander around a bit, try not to make too much of a fuss about him, and then we'll practice walking to the spending area, and what we have to know about doing that. So this is the moment, I suppose, that everybody talks about, that point of life-changing moment of getting that dog for the very first time. I've actually already seen Vance today. He was brought out to pop to the loo from the van, and he wasn't too desperate to see me, I think. I don't think he recognised me from before. But little does he know, he's about to be spending quite a lot of time with me. We hope he doesn't mind too much. But hopefully soon, Delia will be bringing in some equipment, the bed and a blanket, a fleece for him, and then Vance. So difficult to know what to say, really. Just waiting.
Hello. With the dog bed.
Excellent.
Right. I'll have to go back to the few minutes. So, right. One plastic dog bed.
Excellent.
He doesn't have to have a plastic one like that at home.
Yep.
Just for sake of continuity from kennels. This in a sweet little package thing, which I'll give you to keep because it's quite useful for folding up and putting back in should you be travelling with him.
Good. Here's excellent.
A great bed.
Mm-hmm.
Which... can be washed, 40 degrees.
Right, oh, excellent. Going with everything else.
Perfect. But that will put the bottom of the bed.
Yep.
And
excellent.
Should just lay comfortably in there for him.
Excellent.
Okay.
Very good.
You'll probably want to fit in there. Carry it around, but one water bowl,
excellent.
Bowl.
Yep.
So you can put some water in it, maybe put it maybe into the bay here so you can reach it if he is on the benching chain.
Yep, fine.
This benching chain I'm attaching to this hook, which is in the wall here.
Yep, I felt for the hook earlier.
And then it has a clip on it which will attach to his collar.
Right, okay, yeah, I see.
Okay.
Excellent.
Right. I'll check that he doesn't... I might actually just attach that straight onto the thing because I think this... I don't know if that... string is going to be strong enough, or maybe. Anyway,
you think you might be quite keen to get away from
this hook on there. Which,
yes.
If the splittering, no, well, if he puts his weight, he's quite a big weight,
yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
Without him trying to be strong, could pull out. If it pulls out, just clip this directly into that hole.
Just feel where you're. Which hole?
If you have a look. Sorry, let's go down.
That bowl, no.
Clip it straight into that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
fine.
Clip it to the clip for now.
Okay.
Give him another centimetre or two, but. If he pulls on it, it might come undone. We'll know why. Okay?
Excellent.
Perfect. And that's your vet bed cover, which you might want to put
I shall put that out of reach.
In your wardrobe or in your case for some people travel.
Fine. Excellent.
I'll bring you some food. I'll be right back in a minute.
Okay? Excellent. Thank you. So there we are. We have a bit like a children's paddling pool, I suppose. The bed there, plastic bed, and I'm trying to get into the wardrobe and I can't find the handle. Put this thing away here, and then a sort of furry Woody sided.
Right, one small storage box of food. When it needs topping up, let me know. We've got the bags in our room because they take up good wardrobe space.
Yeah, fine.
If there's space at the bottom of your wardrobe, or being tall,
I'm just wondering, I might put it on top actually to take that stuff down, yeah.
Probably slide onto the side there.
Yeah.
Oops. Don't do yourself an injury getting up and up.
No, that's fine, that's not too heavy.
We'll be using to measure his food, but I'll cover that with you when we do feeding a bit
fine.
Later.
Fine, excellent. Okay? Yep.
Right, I'll get the dog then.
Oh, jolly good. You knew there was something to remember.
Minutes, just so Emma can come and sort of observe what I do with you.
Yes, fine.
She goes onto hers, okay?
Yep, no problem. Quite frustrating in a way, just sitting here not knowing when he's going to come. I've been waiting so long for this, having first thought about applying, or even I went down the road of having a first meeting to decide whether it would be the right thing or not back in the summer of 2003, and then applied properly in January, February of 2007, and here I am 2 years and 6 months later after that, still waiting, but the wait is nearly over. I will soon have Vance. It's really quite scary. I think the problem is people build up this moment into such an incredible thing, which one worries that it could be a bit of an anticlimax, particularly as Vance makes very strong bonds with people, and so he's quite wary of new people arriving. And so I can't think that he will be thrilled to be left in a room with me for a bit. But hopefully that will improve. Here we go. Coming.
Hello.
It's us and a dog.
Excellent.
Brilliant.
Hi.
Right, I'm just going to let him off.
Yep.
He's seen his bowl and his bed and everything, so he'll be quite interested in that. Having your nose.
Straight to the water.
Straight to the water.
Absolutely.
Good lad, you're going to hit your head on that TV if you're not careful, Vance. Oh, I'm just checking they've done the hoovering right from the back wall. Yep. Any crumbs, he'll soon find out. Take your nose off the desk.
He's quick to spot things, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Quick
around. Not stupid, by
the way.
Let me just look out the window because we can do that. He doesn't even have to crane his head, he just looks.
I'll look in the mirror.
That's always the question as well. Like, I'd be like, oh, he's himself. So, yeah, that's a cane and that's got nothing to do with you.
And that's a bed.
Oh, not interesting. That's what I've been waiting all day for. You can have a wet nose in your ear the first morning it's not benched.
Oh, lovely. Oh. Well, better than an alarm clock, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose exactly. Oh, bless him.
It's exciting.
You'd never think a hotel room could be so exciting,
no.
Would you?
Right, so we'll leave you. You can have a seat. For
yes,
the
I will,
floor
yeah.
Or the seat and yeah. We should settle. He's most intrigued with whatever's... He can scent the food. That's why
right.
His nose is in the air. He's like, somewhere
yes.
There is food, and he's looking at the ceiling.
Yes. It's amazing actually how the smell... Because I was noting that. Even, you know, from across the room, it's been in here 10 minutes, and you can smell
it
already.
It's potent smelling stuff. We emptied the bags in our room, and we were like, God, it stinks of food. And I thought it was because we've poured it out into the boxes.
Yes.
But it is fairly obvious. If it does become a pain, and you think that stinks, you'll just have to wedge it into your wardrobe.
Yeah, it'd be fine, I'm sure.
He's finished his water.
You're not getting any more from it.
He's going to have to be patient with that. Mm-hmm. He's had a wee, but he hasn't done anything else yet.
Right.
So
okay.
It's nothing in there. Shepherds also have quite a nasty habit when they drink of drinking, and the last mouthful just goes everywhere.
Oh, great. Okay, fine.
So if you find a little wet patch on your bed, that's probably
that'll be
what
it
is. They just seem to be very untidy drinkers. I don't know what it is. They don't make a big splash while they're drinking, but it's just that last mouthful just pour everywhere. It's almost like they forget to swallow and it all falls out.
Well, we all do it in the pub from now time to time, don't we?
So, right, Vance.
He's very intrigued.
He says he's very intrigued by everything. Hey, you good boy. So I'm just checking out. And that's the first thing. And then that's... What's that headboard looks interesting. Is that what's about that?
Who
I didn't leave anything on the table that was...
you'll notice where his nose ends up. He's in the collar that I had him in the van, which has got one of our numbers in. We realise we don't have the medallions with us, but somebody in the office is going to bring them over, and I'll put on a new collar and a half check for him. I think when we take him to the run, we'll take him in his gentle leader, just because it calms him down a little bit.
Yep, fine.
Get used to using that, and then you can use that as and when you need it.
Yep.
What I don't want is him to learn to put his, you know, throw his weight around.
Yes.
Because he doesn't really throw his weight around now. So if he learns, he can. Bad habits.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll start with that. But I'll leave him on that collar until we give you all the other equipment and sort out those new medallions and stuff.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yep.
He's now settled down. He's just thing. So we'll leave you with him for probably half an hour, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay.
And then we'll come and have a...
He's going to wonder where you're going.
He probably will. He'll probably stand at the door and look after us. He might squeak a little bit if he thinks he hears us. Just distract him, give him a call, and come over, and he'll be quite happy to have some fuss and love.
Just he pound about.
He doesn't feel nice and soft because he's been bathed. Explore the bed. That's your bed.
It means that certainly if there's a fire, he could easily get out of
there. Yeah. Good boy.
Well, he might have to chase me out the window.
Yes.
Just checking the ironing board out.
Oh, yeah.
And when you open up that bathroom door, he's going to be so... Yes, you can't have that.
What was that there?
Stop on the
floor
for the bedroom door when it...
he's trying to put it up, is he?
Well, it's just... don't rub against the bed like that. He's just like lifted your mattress off its base. I know, it's all very... You're doing what you did with the carpet in the flat.
Okay.
It's almost like he gets a texture thing and he's like, I'll rub against that because that feels lovely. He's all right, funny dog.
We got a sort of mat for near the door in Southampton that's has a similar sort of feel to it. We thought it would be a good stopping point for feet cleaning.
Yes, good. Perfect. Yeah, you'll need that.
And if we put a bin there with some wipes and stuff, so we're already thinking about it.
Big dog.
He is quite good about being wiped dry and being held and stuff. He's ever so sweet. So you build up that routine straight away. We've got a couple of towels, and when I give you your equipment, I'll give you a towel just in case it is wet and you can start.
We bought a couple anyway, actually, so it might should be okay. But did think about that.
We'll leave you to
we couldn't help ourselves but buy a few things.
Of course not.
Lucky boy.
He's obviously he's a bit panty, and I think he's just like, well, I've been in a van all day and I don't understand.
And now I'm
I put him in the run to spend, and he was like, no. So I went in the run to encourage him.
Yes.
And then he was kind of almost like wanting the lead, and he was trying to hold the lead and being like a real baby. It's a real insecurity thing, that almost like, what am I doing, what's he doing? So he is a baby, bless him. You can have love and fuss now.
He's so soft.
I know, he's gone red curly near his tail on his back from that shampoo. And his eyes on food now. You can see. Shepherds go. He's not the fussiest of eaters. Shepherds sometimes a bit picky, and he will occasionally turn his breakfast down.
Yeah.
But generally, he's quite enthusiastic about food. He's not
jolly good. Well, he's doing better than me then.
Possibly. So.
Yeah, so fish cakes were a bit strong for me.
Oh, were they? Oh,
I don't know. Did they have mustard in it or something?
I don't know.
I just
ate it. I'm just awful. Gets to a point where it just all goes in, and I eat really fast. And I do try to slow myself down because I appreciate it's not hugely attractive. But
well, it doesn't matter really, does it?
Too fast. And
nobody here will see you. In our group, anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, have fun bonding.
Yeah, we'll do.
See you later.
Excellent. You going that way, Vance?
Yeah, just
Vance.
Still there.
And you squeeze out.
Right, we'll squeeze out.
Yep.
We're gone. Bye.
Bye. You got me, Vance. I know, they've gone. Yeah, you're not that interested then. You're going to have a little look around. Well, I'm going to go and sit down like I've been told to, Vance, so you can come and see me. Looking himself in the mirror. Vance, come here. Hello. Excellent. Oh, you can see them out the window, can't you? big pointy ears and looking out the window. Oh, you wonder what they're doing out there. You've been sitting in the van all day, and now you want to be back there, don't you? Ants, come and say hello to me. Let's see. I'm just sitting on a normal seat here, and he's sitting down, and his top of his head almost comes up to my shoulder. Oh, he's going for a run to the door. Mirror. What can you see? You coming back? Nope, back to the window. Down, Vance. Down. He was looking out, a pause on the window, trying to look out. Oh. Yeah, sitting in his bed. He's so hairy. Just stroking him and bits of hair come off. Oh. Wait, they'll come back, Vance. Where do you like being stroked then? Under here? Oh, off again. There's the door. Back to the mirror. He certainly doesn't do anything slowly. Down, Vance. Vance. Down. Now, good boy. Good boy. Big heavy feet, haven't you? Well, this is funny, having a big German Shepherd in the room with me. He certainly looked pretty inquisitive, looking around, panting. Plenty of dogs to stroke here. You're not really interested in me, are you? You want to be back out there with them. Well, you might get interested in me again at some point. Or for the first time at some point.